Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 667th Rough Riders Radio Podcast. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Today, podcast title is Trump on Capitol Hill Shows He's Over the Hill. I'm going to take the text of the content of today's short podcast from Trump Delivers Rambling Pep Talk to Republicans on Capitol Hill by Arthur Delaney, June 13th, 2024. The former president riffed on Taylor Swift, a hypothetical love affair with Nancy Pelosi, and the supposedly, quote, horrible, unquote, city of Milwaukee, which is where the Republican National Convention will be hosted on July the 15th. Former President Donald Trump gave House Republicans a rambling pep talk today, Thursday, 2024, in his first visit to Capitol Hill since a mob of his supporters attacked Congress on January the 6th, 2021. Lawmakers told HuffPost Trump didn't bring up the insurrection, but sources told other outlets he did mention Taylor Swift. The missed opportunity for a romantic relationship with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The official readout from House Speaker Mike Johnson was that Trump told Republicans they were doing a very good job, blah, 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 blah. He said very nice things, blah, 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 and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Basically, one thing Trump didn't do during his Capitol Hill visit was discuss a governing agenda if he wins the White House. It's Project 2025. Schedule F, as in Frank. They plan to gut and decimate the fucking entire civil service. They will make it, turn it into a mirror image of the beast himself, the evil beast Donald Trump. He will only have sycophants in the enormous federal civil service. That is Schedule F. That is exactly what this motherfucker would like to do if he was elected. He would gut the entire government. He would make the cabinet officials, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Education, Secretary of Labor, blah, 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 blah. It would be like a clown show. It would be a puppet show. He would be the puppet master. Everyone else would be on strings. And the Department of Justice would be no longer either a Department of Justice or a separate and independent. It sounds like the former president delivered a stream of consciousness remarks. Oh, doesn't he always? He talks out of his butt. That sources told the nonprofit news outlet Notice that Trump rambled on like a, quote, drunk uncle, unquote, and that he said one of Pelosi's very own daughters told him that he and Nancy Pelosi could have been a couple. That is cattywampus and bonkers. Quote, if things were different, Nancy and I would be perfect together, unquote, Trump said before noting their six-year age difference. Pelosi's daughter, Christine, quickly responded, Trump was lying and, quote, unwell, unhinged, and unfit, unquote, for office. Da, da, ditto, 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 da. And the former, and here's the kicker. This was just today, Thursday, 18th, 2024, on Capitol Hill, meeting with the Republicans there. The former ex, twice impeached, 34 times convicted, criminal felon, former ex-POTUS, BLOTUS, even got in a dig at Milwaukee, the city where next month's Republican National Convention will take place. Quote from Donald, quote, Milwaukee, where we are having our convention, comma, is a horrible city, unquote. Trump said, punch bowls, Jake Sherman, very reliable source. So, of course, the Republicans are going to they're going to dispute that, but they have their heads up there. They have their heads up Trump's anus. All of the Republicans have all their heads up Trump's anus, all the way up to his lower intestine. There you go. Additionally, Trump bragged about chasing fine, you know, reputable, honest, country before party Republicans, such former Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, kicking them out of the public Republican Party. So Donald Trump, he's on Capitol Hill. He's bloviating. He's hyperventilating. He's stream of consciousness. He's also on Adderall, which is a methamphetamine. He's been on that for years, the white powder shit. Everything he does is rambling. When he talks, it's rambling. It goes hither and thither and back and forth. There's no rhyme or reason to his. It's surprising he didn't mention batteries or sharks today or fucking teleprompters. It's amazing. He's slipping. Don, you're slipping. He is on Capitol Hill, but Donald is over the hill. And as a reminder before we sign off here, the first presidential debate and probably the only one will be 2 weeks from today, June the 27th in Atlanta. And as I've said in the last podcast, three things will mark this different than any other presidential debate. There will be no studio audience. There will be no teleprompters. And when your 3 minutes are up, your microphone is turned off, so you can't continue rambling and rambling and rambling on. So there you go. Thanks for listening to our 667th Rough Raiders Radio podcast. Trump on Capitol Hill shows he's over the hill. Arrivederci. Avidersein. What do you say in Russia? Dasvidaniya, Don. Dasvidaniya, you bitch. You biatch, you Russian biatch.